All right, so say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today on page 41. So the section, the bottom section over here starts Haguf Iver Velo Roa, the body is blind and does not see. Haneshama HaKoach HaMavdo V'HaMayin, and therefore it is the soul that is the Koach, that is the force that is able to discern, and Mamayin is able to categorize. Uberega Shaneshama Yotzei Islam. So remember again a few days ago when we left off, so the Mechaber was talking about the idea that it's the whole yisod of man in this world is to be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. That's the entire yisod, the ability to make distinctions, the ability to discern, the ability to see what is good, what is not good, what is kodesh, what's not kodesh. So that is perhaps the singular most important koach that man possesses. So he says now, Uberega shana shama yotzeis la'olam. So the moment that the soul comes into the world, ma kora ita. So what happens with the soul? Yesh la tafkid, the soul has a job. Achshav hi nivra'a. Now that the soul has been created, tafkid haneshama lihios koach hamemayin hamavdil. So on a very simple level, now that the neshama has been created, the neshama's singular job is to distinguish and to discern. Haguf lo mavdil. The body simply does not make distinctions. Ein bo koach deya. That's because the body does not possess intellect. The body does not possess understanding. Hu iver. The body is blind. Lo roe. Does not see. On the other hand, the soul has the ability to see and to distinguish. So herein lies the fundamental distinction between the body and the soul. Now, remember, up until now, we haven't really made this distinction, because up until now, we've been talking about the tafkid, the job, or the role of man, bigadol, in a general sense. Now, but remember again, the underlying question that we've seen, and this is already from the Ramchal, this the Rav Kashtil just amplifies it, is on one hand, the Mechaber seems to make certain things sound so simple and so straightforward, like the obligation that we have to be mavchin ben kodesh l'chol. On the other hand, the metzias and practicality, we know how challenging it is. We know the fact that to be able to distinguish between that which is kodesh, that which is chol, is such an incredible avoda, such an incredible task. And it's not as simple, so why not? So now the mechaber explains, I'll tell you why not. Because the neshama itself has the ability to be mafkin, to distinguish, whereas the guf does not, the body does not, and herein lies the tension. Haguf lo mavdil, ein bo koach u'iver, lo roa, haneshama yichola liros u'lahafkin. It's only the neshama that has the ability to see, and therefore by extension to distinguish. Haneshama yichola lahavdil v'ladas esachilak u'lahavin. It is only the soul that has the ability to understand, or I should say to distinguish and to understand, as the different distinctions that exist in life, and to understand their true nature. HaMedrash medame es haguf u'neshama bederach mashal. So we'll say the Medrash gives a beautiful mashal to explain the body-soul relationship. Page 42. Mashal lemelech shehayah lo pardes. This is actually a very beautiful mashal. This can be compared to a king who had an orchard. V'haya bo bechoros nos. And he had some beautiful first fruits. Beautiful first fruits. Hoshiv bo hamelech shomrim. So the king appointed two watchmen. This is a great marshal. Two watchmen to watch over the field. Echad chiger ve'echad suma. One was crippled and one was blind. Okay. Amar lahem. So the king said to the two watchmen, Hizaru al bechoros hanaos ha'elu. Do me a favor and watch over the fruit. Liyamim, a couple of days later. Amar chiger lesuma, bechoros noos aniroa bepardes. So I'll say, so can you imagine this? A few days later, so the crippled man says to the blind man, you know, this orchard is filled with such delectable fruit. Amar lesuma, havo venocha. So the suma says, no, let's go, let's eat some of them. Amar lechiger, v'chiger cholani lahalich. So the chiger says, the crippled said, I'd love to, but I can't walk. Amar suma, the blind man said, V'chi roa ani, can I see? So as I hear this, so they both agree, they want to eat the fruit. They want to eat the fruit. So what happens? The blind man says, I'd love to, but I can't walk. The crippled man says, I'd love to, but I can't walk. The blind man says, I'd love to, but I can't see where they are. So what happens? Rachav chiger al gabi suma. So the crippled man got on the back of the blind man. Va'achlas habachoros. So they ate the fruit. Va'halchu v'yashvu lahem ishbim komo. And then they went back and they each sat in their own place. L'yamim nichnas hamalach ba'osapardes. So a couple of days later, the king comes back to the orchard. Amar lahem, heichan heim habachoros anos. Nu, where's my fruit? Where's my fruit? So amar lo suma. Adoni Hamelach v'chi ro'ani. So the blind man said, my king, it's not my fault. Right? I, even if I wanted to, I couldn't get them. I can't see. Amar lo chiger. Adoni Hamelach v'chi ani v'chi yochol ani lahaloch. And the of course the crippled man said, even if I wanted the fruit, right, I couldn't find it because hey, I can't even walk. Osa Hamelach she'epikach ma'asa. So we'll say, so what did the king who was a wise king, what did he do? Amar laharkiv chiger al gabe suma. He said to the blind person, do me a favor, put the crippled man on your back. V'eschilu mahalchin. And he said, I want to see if you guys are able to work together and to walk around. So he said, sure, no problem. So what happened? So the blind man put the crippled man on his back, and sure enough, they started walking around. Amar lahem kach asisem v'achaltem sabachoros. Oh, that's exactly what you did. So meaning, again, he showed them, he said, I'm not a fool. I understand, okay, individually, neither of you could eat the fruit, but I also understand that collectively, when you pool your powers and you pool your abilities, you have the ability to do a lot of damage. Kach la'asid lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer le'nefesh, mipnei ma chatasa lefanai. So too, la'asid lavo, after 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the nefesh, says to the soul, nu, why did you sin? Omer sefan ribon ha'olamim, ani lo chatasi, hagufu shechata, mishar she'atasi mimenu kitzipor tehora porachas ba'avir ani, ma chatasi lefanacha. So what does the soul say? The soul say, of course, the most common refrain in most homes, not me, right? Not me. I didn't do it. It was the body, right? Me by myself, I didn't do anything. Ma chatasi lefanecha, omer leguf, vipnei ma chatasi lefanai. So Rebbe Shalom says to the body, knew, why did you sin? Amar lefanei ribon ha'olam, ani lo chatasi, neshama hi shechata. So the Kodesh Baruch, so what happens? God says to the body, knew, why did you sin? So what does the body say? It wasn't me, Rebbe Shalom. I don't even control the bechira, right? It wasn't me at all. Rather, again, it must have been the neshama. Once the neshama was put in me, I don't have control over my decisions. Right? The neshama makes all of the decisions. It wasn't my fault at all. So what does God do? God says, maybe neshama v'zarka baguf, the dan shnein ke'echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and he tells the neshama, do me a favor, go back into the guf, go back into the body. And he judges both of them together. Shine Emar, Yikra Ela Shamayim Me'al, Va'ala Aretz Lodin Amo. Or Imo, excuse me. Yikra Ela Shamayim Me'al, Lahavies Hanashama, Va'ala Aretz Lahavies Haguf, Lad Amo. It's really Ladun Imo. Haguf Hu Iver, Va'anashama Hinacha. You know, sometimes the body is blind, and the neshama is crippled. The body is blind because all it sees is what it wants and what it desires, and doesn't see anything else. The neshama is crippled because the neshama doesn't have the ability to interact with the outside world without the body. Haneshama yesh la'inayim. The soul has eyes. Luguf yesh koach. But the body has feet. Markiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shneihem Vidan Osam. The Ribbono Shalom brings them both together. Markiv Shneihem combines them both and judges them both. So we'll say, you see this idea that as much as, you know, when we started this particular section, so remember again, the neshama has this ability to discern, and the neshama has this ability to make havdalah, and the body does not, but yet it is the body that has the mechanism that allows ultimately for the interaction of the soul with the greater world. So there's joint responsibility. The responsibility lies both with the body and the soul. the soul because it should have seen better, and the body because it was complicit in ultimately walking lidvar aveira. Therefore, again, although it is only the soul that technically has the ability, the dea, to be mavdil, it is both the soul and the body that have joint responsibility. Let's just read one more paragraph on page 43. Roim shekoach hisboninus va'ra'iyah va'avchana ba'mi ha'neshama. So we see ultimately again that the koach, the power, or the strength of his boninos of contemplation and of sight and of distinguishing come from the soul. Lochin achshav kesha adam kvar nivra tafkid haneshama lahavchin ulahavdil. So we'll say, therefore we see again, although there is joint responsibility, it is really the neshama that bears the primary responsibility. Because as much as the guf provides the legs, ultimately to take me from one place to another to sin, it is the neshama that has the koach to be able to distinguish between that which is right and that which is wrong. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll stop a few minutes early so we get a head start on the daf. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the second paragraph down on page 43. Shkoyach.